Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
State or Arkansas matchup and the backup quarterback situation there.
Well, you know, that was a tough one. You know, Malik Hornsby, you know, when he got in there, boy, I thought there's some good. I mean, he did some really good things.
Yeah.
Of course, he missed a couple of which he hit that touchdown ball there on the goal line. But like, you know, he can run. The guy can just flat out run. And the thing about Arkansas, you got an offensive line, and when you don't have KJ Jefferson, when you don't have your package, you know, that's the guy. You got to lean on that offensive line, Sanders, your backs, and Malik Hornsby. And to me, you just wish you could have just kept the ball. He, you know, of course, he gets hurt too. So, you know, it's just a tough day. You know, David, you know how tough it is to play there. And Will Rogers, he's in real sync, right? He understands. He commands that offense, knows where to go. And that can be a long day if you just can't keep the ball. You got to keep the ball, and that's what makes it tough. And to me, this is the key thing this week. You've got to be able to control the line of scrimmage and keep the ball.
Yeah, Justin, go ahead.
Coach Justin here. We talked to Matt Jones, I believe it was yesterday, and he suggested maybe having a package every game, 5, 6, 7 plays for Hornsby at quarterback, kind of like he did when you guys were there. And is that something with this roster that you would do to maybe provide a little bit of a spark?
You know, or when a guy can run like that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, Justin, when a guy can run like that, you know, I love to have a guy that involved. Let's just say KJ Jefferson is healthy. To me, you need it. You need that, you know, 4.4 speed or whatever he is. He's faster than most. And so, to me, there's always a package for him. And then what you're saying, you know, we kind of worked Matt in there as a freshman, and with Zach Clark, you had a package for him. And it's just a few plays, but yet it gave a defensive coordinator some fits because it's different.
Yep.
And they have to defend that. So I just like playmakers on the field. And as long as it doesn't disrupt and he's adding something to it and he's going to take care of the ball, absolutely.
Well, you know, I like Kendall Browns, but you said I think they just have not done that. You know, they've had the opportunity all year to do that. They put him in on a series of really bad timing to put him in the one at A&M. But I wish they could have done that. I think, you know, I remember Houston. You'll go back. I mentioned this to the guys the other day. Lou Holtz, we used to 2-platoon. Crap, he would make sure that the second team offense would get reps on the third series of the game. It was crazy. Nobody does that today.
You know what's unbelievable? You bring that up, and I talked to Mike Burlingame a lot. He was my offensive center, and he would mention that. You know, Don Brough, I never will forget, we're in Little Rock, Arkansas, playing a big game, and our defense gets a fumble. I think Dan Hampton got a fumble, and Don Brough's hauling for the first team because they hadn't scored. We hadn't scored yet, but it is the third series. And Lou Holtz, no, that's the second group is going. That's the second group. And the other coaches couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And he stuck with his gun.
Yep.
And the third series, David, you're exactly right. We went in. Now, we did score, had the ball on the plus 14, so we did get in the end zone. But I'll tell you what gave us a lot of confidence. And, boy, you came to practice with a purpose because, you know, it's easy to tell a player, hey, you're one play away then.
Yeah.
You're one play away. But until you know that you're going in the game, it's hard to have that mental rep every practice.
Yep.
You know, you can go to so many players that are standing there as second teamers, and you go up to them, say in practice, hey, what's the play that's being run right now?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of them won't know the play.
Yeah.
And so, hey, get you a mental rep now. Be ready. You're one play away. But the one thing that you got to give Coach Holtz credit for is, well, that second team, you better be ready.
Yep.
Because you're going in.
Yeah, it was. I'm telling you, I was. You know, nobody does it, but it makes your second team better. And really, you can't have too big of a drop off. If your second team is horrible, you're less inclined to do it. But the second team for us, you know, all his teams always were really good. There wasn't a huge drop off, if any, you know, between first team and second team.
Right.
Did want to ask you. Let's go to BYU. Obviously, they wanted a night game, but it's a day game. Still a tough environment. 63,000 fans. I didn't realize it. Justin, by the way, only 57,000 fans at Starkville. I think that's the capacity there. So a bigger crowd, a different environment. They see us as a big target as being an SEC team, and they play tough. They play discipline. I think Arkansas is a 1-point favorite.
Yeah, this is a boy. This is a critical game right here in the mid-year. You got an open date next week, and boy, this is a laser focused game right here. A road game. You know, this is a big game as for them too. But this is where, to me, going back to this, what our first conversation was about. It's the offensive line of Arkansas, and I would put it on their lap and say, "Hey, this is a game that we've got to have you guys, and we need this ball for 34 minutes or better."
Yep.
And backs, receivers, everybody's got to do their job. It takes 11. 8 won't get it done. It takes 11 on each and every play.
I love it.
No, you're right, Houston. This is so big because you win the game. You're 4-3 with a bye week, and then you come out with 5 games to go and make a new fresh run, and you lose the game. But here's an amazing stat. I sent this to the guys yesterday, Justin. I mean, Houston. I think that, 10 out of the last 11 years we have had a 3-game losing streak in every season other than one. 10 of 11. Yeah. There's been a 3-game losing streak, and that is just that's hard to fathom. You think there'd be one year where you don't have it, but 10 out of 11, and but you're right.
I think there'd be more than one.
Oh my gosh, it's been tough sledding. But yeah, you got 3-game losing. If you lose this game, you're 3-4. You're limping in. You've lost some momentum. But I tell you, all the goals, they still can win. Right? Let's see, 5-10. They can still win 10 games if they won the bowl game, right?
Sure.
If they won out. That obviously may be tough to do that. But all the teams they play, Houston, we talked about yesterday, are beatable teams on the way, out. You know, obviously some tough teams, but none of them are going to be, I don't think, favorites. If they aren't big favorites at all over the Razorbacks.
That's exactly right. I mean, when you look down the schedule, we can look ahead. Players don't need to, but they need to look at this week. But when you look at the schedule, you know, it's got to be an attitude. Really, nobody stopped us yet. We stopped ourselves. So, you know, every game is so winnable. But, boy, this game right here, going on the road a couple of time zones away, gets your everybody head and everybody doing their job. This is such a winnable game. But like you say, you know, there's a little bit. When you have a 3-game losing streak, there's only one dose of medicine. And the dose of medicine is WIN.
W-I-N. What about Tennessee?
Yeah, that is your we need more cowbell moment right there.
Yeah, listen, we mark the tape, RJ. What about Tennessee-Alabama? Can Tennessee pull the upset? First time they've been undefeated in this game since 98, I believe.
Well, let's go back to that conversation. Is Bryce Young, is the quarterback going to be there for Alabama? I think Alabama's in serious trouble if they don't have Bryce Young. I really do. I still don't know how good Tennessee's defense is when I watch them. I don't think they're dominant. But I tell you what, their offense, they're snapping the ball at every 12 seconds. Every 12 seconds that ball is being snapped. I tell you, Hooker's playing at a really, boy, just a high level of dual threat. And he has receivers. I don't know if y'all have seen this Cedric Tillman and some of these guys, like Hyatt. There's two receivers that are, man, it seems like they're always creating separation. They're open.
Yeah.
And you add a running quarterback, a passing, a dual threat guy. Man, they got it going. They got confidence. Their offensive line's playing good. I just don't know how good their defense is, but I tell you what, Bryce Young, I think Tennessee, when they watch the film of Texas A&M and Alabama, Tennessee defense, they say, ooh, we got the formula here, boy, especially if Bryce Young's not here.
Yeah.
If Bryce Young's not in the equation, we got the formula to beat Alabama. They'll have that feeling. But now Bryce Young is a whole different
deal. Yeah.
He can make every throw. The reason why he's a Heisman Trophy guy, you know.
Yeah, we saw in the first half. That's all we needed to see him. It was pretty quick. I think he only threw about 6 passes, but they went for about 300 yards. The other big game, Oklahoma State, number 8, and one of the surprises of the season, TCU. Nobody saw this coming. I think they're 13th undefeated and just shellacked Oklahoma a few weeks ago, and obviously beat undefeated Kansas. It's a great storyline there.
It's unbelievable. And Sonny Dykes, boy, deserves a lot of credit. I can't believe, I was watching the TCU-Oklahoma game a week ago or somewhere, whenever they played, a couple weeks ago, and it was just amazing to see 600-plus yards on Oklahoma. It just didn't look right. Oklahoma. But this will be a good one. Spencer Sanders and Max Duggan, if you hadn't seen these two quarterbacks play, they're fun to watch. Spencer's can be a little bit inconsistent, But here of late, he's been really good. Both these teams are on a roll, so this will be a good one. Is that game played at Fort Worth or in Stillwater?
That's a good question. I'll look it up. I don't know. While I'm doing that, Michigan-Penn State's another one. You got two undefeated. I mean, you got all kind of undefeated teams going against each other. What do you think about Penn State-Michigan?
Hey, when you look at the Big Ten right now, you know, Illinois, Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State, of course. Man, they're rolling right now.
Yeah.
And Michigan's physical. I don't know just how good they are, but they're tough, and Penn State's tough. I love the freshman back that Penn State has, so looking forward to that. It'll be interesting. That's going to be an interesting race.
Yeah.
Minnesota game, Illinois, is going to be good. Now, Minnesota gets their running back this week.
He's good.
And so watch that game. That's going to be there. Minnesota hadn't been the same since they lost their starting running back, but he's back. Versus Illinois, so Barry Lunny and the gang's doing it.
How about that, Brett Bielema? Yes, it's unbelievable what they're doing. That's where he's comfortable in that Big Ten, man.
Yeah.
By the way, TCU. That's that game. They're at TCU. Wow. That place will be will be rocking. All right, Houston, I do want to thank Reed's Metals for sponsoring.
Reed's Metals,
yes,
of Benton.
Yeah. Take care of your pole barn and any other metal roof needs you have. All right, Houston, do you feel good? You think the Razorbacks will get it done?
This is it. Now, KJ Jefferson's playing, correct?
He is. He's in. He's all in. He's back to normal.
Okay. We got our point guard back. So let's go. Hey, but here's the thing. Let's wake up. A little bit of different of a time zone, right?
Yeah.
A little about an hour different.
Yep.
And let's wake up. Now, they don't like playing in the afternoon, what I understand.
Yep.
So let's take a shower and really get the sleepy out of our eyes and get ready to go early. Because they say, we ought to be a night game. Well, guess what? It's not. So take advantage of it. Let's go.
That's it. That's what we needed. You should, get that sleep out of your eye, Roger.
Get the shower going. They want it to be a night game, but guess what? It ain't.
And there's only one answer, Roger, for a three-game losing streak. What is it?
It's W-I-N. That's what it is right there.
Roger,
yes, Coach.
Roger, that's how you spell fun. Don't forget, Roger, that's how you spell fun, too.
That's
W-I-N.
That's right.
Roger, I'm going to ask you a question that you asked me this time last year.
Okay.
Who are some of the famous people that were born on your birthday?
Oh, man, you know what? We got a couple of them. One is
not good, right?
We can go 180. We can go George C. Scott.
Which is great for Patton.
Or Lee Harvey Oswald.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Stay with George C. I'm going to go on mine. I'm going to go with, since you brought a military man up, I'm going to go Dwight D. Eisenhower for me and John Wooden.
John, who'd you say, the second one?
It was Dwight D. Eisenhower on October 14th. John Wooden.
Oh, John Wooden. Okay, I got you.
And throw in James Bond, man.
No, Roger Moore. Very nice. Look at you.
Nice.
Well, listen, you know what? I'm gonna give you one guess from one of mine, Houston. Just think of the star. Just think of the star down in Dallas.
Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what, Coach? I couldn't let this go. Jerry Jones and somebody else. There's somebody else famous on your birthday.
Mine, I know Jerry is.
Look here. Somebody that probably I get confused with a lot, Zac Efron, is on my birthday. Also, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You got Jean-Claude.
You know, people call me all the time, say Roger Van Damme.
You got Jean-Claude.
I got Van Damme. Chuck Berry, ever heard of
it? Wait a minute, no.
Well, we know his brother. His cousin Marvin.
All these years.
Well, listen,
what have you been doing?
George C. Scott. Here, guess what this one is? Dawn Wells. Who's Dawn Wells, Coach?
I don't know.
She was Marianne on Gilligan. Ever heard of her? Mike Ditka.
Roger, stop it.
Are you kidding me?
Stop it.
I could keep going, but there's Lee Harvey, that son of a...
Coach,
I got somebody else that celebrates your birthday, and he was named after you. His name is Houston Frazier. His daddy, Michael, wanted me to make sure that you knew that Houston, because he named him after you. Houston Frazier is having a birthday tomorrow with you, Coach.
Well...
Happy birthday, Houston Frazier.
Well, we'll let you go. Vicky says hello, Houston.
Tell Vicky hello. Tommy hello. Tell all the guys hello. Good talking with y'all.
Coach, talking to you, as always. Happy birthday, Coach.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday to y'all as well.
All right.
Love that dude.
Let me tell you, it's almost feel like it's